And at that stage, you would have been working out for the new drawing office we were talking about. Can you just describe that room for us, please? The new drawing office, how it was decorated, the windows, the lighting.
Well, the windows and the lighting were exceptionally good. I mean, it opened up, as I say, on the railway side that used to run along there. On the opposite side to that, over the other side of the railway line, was the old carpet factory, Matthews and Harris. No relation. And there on that, and on the other side, you looked over onto Church Street. But yes, the office was quite large, very well lit, very well laid out, really.
Do you remember what colour it was decorated at all?
White. I'm sure it was white.
And would you have had the same drawing boards that you started with in the old drawing office, or would you have upgraded to newer ones?
Eventually, they were all upgraded. Yeah.
But not initially?
Not initially, no. No.
No?
No, no, they weren't. No, we still had the same old... Elbows. Yeah.
And so you were speaking about the traces beforehand. Were in the new drawing office, did they have a separate area, or were they integrated into the new drawing office?
No, they had a separate area. They had a separate area down one end. It was, you had the print room down at one end, where you had your printing done for the tracings and so on. Then you had the tracers. And a couple of office staff, clerical people, tracers. Then their drawing office went on from there. But they weren't integrated. They weren't integrated amongst the draftsmen. They were separate.
And they were all women?
Oh, yes, all women. Yeah.
Were the draftsmen all men?
I can only ever remember one woman who came in as a draftsman, as a draftsperson. She didn't stay long, 12 months, I think, but from memory. And she moved on somewhere else.
Do you remember when that was and what her name would have been?
No. No. No, I can't remember her name. I can't remember where she came from or where she moved to. No.
But roughly, do you remember roughly when it would have been at all? Decade?
I would say it was in the 56 or something like that. 55, 56. Yeah.
No one's ever mentioned anything like that before, so I'll definitely follow that up because it's interesting.
Yeah, have you come in contact with many people from the drawing office?
A few. But no one's ever mentioned a female draftswoman.
I hadn't
actually thought to ask before today, but I'm glad I did. Because that's very interesting, because I've heard of the women working on the shop floor during the war, but never anyone apart from...
One draftsman came in there, and she did work amongst the draftsmen. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Can't remember her name.
And do you have any other memories of working in the drawing office over the time that you were there, Ramsay? That stick out for you, the camaraderie, the atmosphere, the nature of the work?
It was pretty good, yeah. Yeah. Never any fisticuffs or anything like that. I can remember one, but I won't go into that. Because they're both alive, and that wouldn't do, because you might meet them. Mention it.
But the... In terms of the sort of the atmosphere of the office compared with the rough and ready fitting shops, the light machine shop, there was still camaraderie there. But can you sort of sum up, you know, how people rubbed along together in the drawing office?
Well, pretty good, really, because we all played, majority played one sport or another. either hockey or soccer or rugby. There was eight of us got together, and we bought a different book each every month, and passed it round in turn to each other. So, you know, it gave us reading material of one sort and another, and that was interesting. As a sideline, there was. But no, from friendship and everything like that, it was pretty good.
Did you ever go out and socialise together outside of work?
We used to go to the occasional dance on a Saturday night.
Would you have gone with the Tracers?
We used to meet up with the Tracers at times. Yeah, at times.
And what about the ladies from the Carpet Works? Would you ever bump into those?
No. There used to be a get together up the windows, you know, when they had their breaks in the morning, trying to attract attention, you know. So the windows would open and remarks would fly across, but nothing. Nothing in the way of socialising informally.
I take it we couldn't record some of those remarks.
No. I can remember when I was in the fitting shop. Yeah, I can remember when I was in a fitting shop. There's another lad there. When the stuff went out, smaller stuff went out in packing cases, they always used to be packed in with paper strips and so on like that to stop the jolting and damage or anything like that. There was one fitter. At least the one I worked for was Len Leach. He had a description for one that he knew over there. Now you can switch off now. Sid Baker, who got us interested in hockey, certainly on the male side. Yeah. Sid Baker, that's right, the one in the centre. He married a tracer, eventually, went out to South Africa, but he's dead now. What was her name? Sterry, wasn't it? Yeah. We had a very good team. We used to play play all the locals, all the service teams. We also played Gloucester City hockey team. And the last game we played against them, they only beat us 2-1. I think that was a score. That was pretty good, because we'd come up from not knowing what a hockey stick was at all in 2 or 3 years, you know. But,
So you'd formed the team then? In the late 40s?
Yes, it had to be in the late 40s. Yeah, but, you know, Roy Barton, he went out to Australia. He went to Canada, Phil. Jim Beard, I think he's dead. I'm sure he's dead. Bill Click, he was the foreman of the fitting shop where I started working in. He's dead. Freddie Allen, he's dead. Bill Meadows, he was works manager at one time. He's dead. Alf Gobi, he's dead. Dennis Hinton, I think he's dead. Oh, he's alive, yeah. He's doing all right.
This is the handsome chap, the second from the right on the front row.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
And you're stood in front of a wooden building there, if I'm right, looking at the main photograph. Where was that?
That was down on the sports field.
And were they your changing rooms?
Yeah, we changed in there. Not very often, because we used to change up at the rugby, where the rugby players used to play, used to change at Fieldings. They had a place up there with some baths and so on, and showers, and we used to change there, and then run or cycle down there to play hockey.
Was that actually in Fieldings Works itself, or was that a house that they owned?
No. Do you know Submeadow Road at Hempstead? It was down there. It's actually where the Gloucester City soccer players used to play after we finished there. But that's all for this now.
And how long did you play hockey for them for then, Ramsay?
Must have been 4 or 5 years, I think. Yeah.
And looking at a picture like that of your team in 48, what memories does that bring back?
Oh, well, a lot of memories. Yeah. All good ones. We used to go over to Oxford, play Preston and places like that, come back and drop off at a little place down. Oh, I forget that. But, yeah. I scrounged, at least. I did a deal with one of the garage owners I used to know. Let me have 5 gallons of petrol. So they could drive the cars over there. But, yes, we had fun. Definitely fun.
And are there any other memories of working at Fieldings or Fieldings Sports or the social life that you'd like to add?
Well, I met my wife there. And we've had some lovely social times. And, we can't remember much else.
I can't remember,
but to go into it, I mean, we'd be here till 5 o'clock, and you go at 5, and that wouldn't do, would it?
You've got a formidable memory, Ramsay, and I'd love to speak to you both again. That would be fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you very much for coming in to speak to us today.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.